Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Among our top stories this evening, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa announces a $4.1 billion national budget for 2015, with most of the money set aside to pay the government's huge wage bill.
Mr. Speaker, as all the members are aware, the economy continues to be dragged down by liquidity shortages, antiquated plant and machinery, cheap imports, and high cost of production. This situation has led to company closures.
Economists say Minister Chinamasa's budget showed he is up to speed with problems bedeviling the country, in particular the ongoing company closures and loss of jobs. But they add that action is what is needed from the government to arrest this situation.
Government must pay people on basis of productivity. Times have gone whereby people are paid to be present. Like now, in our nation, we are paying people for being present. But if people are going to be paying for being present, we are not yet serious, and we will not turn around the economy.
And MDCT member Job Sikala is arrested by the police today. His lawyers and party are trying to ascertain why the outspoken politician, recently linked by the state-controlled media to an alleged plot by some people in ZANU-PF to assassinate President Robert Mugabe, has been arrested. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa today announced a $4.1 billion national budget for 2015, with a huge chunk of it expected to cater for the government's wage bill. The finance minister also announced proposals for the current tax-free threshold of $250 to be reviewed to $300 a month as workers struggle to make ends meet. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Presenting the 2015 national budget in Parliament, Finance Minister Chinamasa said the closure of companies in Zimbabwe has become a serious impediment in reviving the nation's ailing economy, which he projected will grow by at least 3.2% next year. He said there is need for an economic rescue package to save companies from shutting down due to lack of capital. Chinamasa told Parliament that 4,610 companies shut down and 54,443 workers lost their jobs between 2011 and 2014. The minister further said government workers are chewing at least 82% of the national budget while at times doing nothing in their offices. He said the nation is expected to face challenges in generating money for general expenditure, though it is said to record the marginal growth of 3.2%.
Mr. Speaker, as all the members are aware, the economy continues to be dragged down by liquidity shortages, antiquated plant and machinery, cheap imports, and high cost of production. This situation has led to company closures, and I'll just give you a rundown of the company closures. In 2013, there were 2,130 companies which closed, affecting 19,191 employees. In 2012, 1,468 companies closed, affecting 20,825 employees. In 2013, last year, 878 companies closed, affecting 14,499 employees. In 2014, 134 companies have closed, affecting 928 employees, giving a cumulative total of companies closed since 2011 up to 2014 of 4,610. And employees affected 55,443. Now, to ensure resuscitation of our industry, to ensure increased production, to ensure resuscitation of our industry, there is need for fresh capital injection into the economy. See, significant investment into the economy is needed for retooling, recapitalization, and overhaul of the antiquated machinery and for value addition.
Chinamasa said there is also a need for Zimbabwe to re-engage international money lending institutions such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund with a view of seeking debt relief. He noted that Zimbabwe has an external debt overhang of over $8 billion and is failing to repay its arrears.
Mr. Speaker, sir, we have, with respect to the resolution of the external debt, like I mentioned earlier, Cabinet approved a debt resolution strategy, and we have engaged the IMF, the multilateral institutions, with a view after December next year to arranging or to negotiating debt relief for the country.
The finance minister also called for policy reforms that would lead to significant foreign direct investment and urged potential investors to negotiate with line ministries on shareholding structures.
Given the need to continue improving our investment climate in light of the need for domestic and foreign investments, the 2015 budget needs to further provide clarity on our indigenization and empowerment framework. This will be in order to ensure consistency and predictability in government's engagement with stakeholders and investors.
Businesses are currently required to cede at least 51% of their shareholding to black Zimbabweans. Chinamasa also called for transparency and accountability in the mining sector, adding that a joint monitoring task force would be put in place very soon to take care of some of the challenges in this sector. The minister said government is expected to reduce taxes for companies that are licensed to cut and polish diamonds so that the country benefits more from the gems. He said Zimbabwe is currently exporting rough and uncut diamonds, depriving the nation of a lot of potential revenue.
Mr. Speaker, sir, with respect to export incentives, we need, Mr. Speaker, sir, to export, we need to produce and export. That we are not doing. And I'm proposing a raft of export incentives to encourage exportation of goods. The growth and development of the economy is underpinned by improving production and export of goods and services.
Chinamasa also said government is expected to establish a women's bank in line with cabinet authority to allow the country's women to easily access project loans. He added that development partners have shown interest in the dualization of all the country's major roads and has invited joint venture partners to come on board in order to improve the country's transport network. As part of the government's revenue generation measures, the minister said levy on tobacco farmers would be reintroduced with effect from January 1, 2015.
The growth in tobacco production has increased per capita income for tobacco growers to an average of about 8,000 per capita in 2014, thus creating a base for potential taxpayers. I'm therefore proposing to reintroduce tobacco levy on tobacco growers at a rate of 0.015 of each dollar of the selling price, and this with effect from 1st January 2015. The revenue generated will be reinvested to finance reforestation activities.
He also said the government proposes to increase excise duty on cigarettes from $15 per thousand sticks to $20 from the same number of sticks. At the same time, he proposed the introduction of taxes with effect from January 1, 2015 on imported goods like plain bread, buns, duff and cakes sourced from Cape Town, South Africa. Some economists believe that these measures will lead to the increase in prices of cigarettes and imported bread, buns, cakes and related products. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.